before thee as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Don't send them to the Noah movie. Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Amen, 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 and amen. Amen. God gives you the blueprint. Here's my word. Here's the book. You listen to it and read it, and then give it to your kids to listen to and read it. We don't want to do this. It's too much of an effort. So we'll spend hundreds of billions of dollars on sending our kids to godless private schools. We'll spend billions of dollars on therapy, on drugs, on different techniques. Look at what's happening in the streets because children have not been given a Christian education. Some of the worst neighborhoods in New York City and Brooklyn, there's a church on every corner. And that's why I ask these people, what in the world are you teaching in there? You gotta roll up your windows and drive through really fast and pray to God bullets don't come through the car. As you see four different churches on every corner of that street. What are they doing? What are you teaching? Do you love your flock? Do you love their children? Or is every week seven steps to get more money, more money, more money? Seven and a half steps to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful marriage. If I want self-help, I go to the best guy there is, Tony Robbins. I don't need Joel Osteen. Seven principles to improve your life now.
We live life.
You're kidding me. We're dying. We're losing our privileges that God gave us as Christian people. And he wants to talk to you about how to get more bonuses at work. So this is what God wants, plain and simple. Think his thoughts after him. Teach your children the same. It's not complicated. Why do I know? I wasn't in a Christian school, but I went to a church where my pastor cared enough to say, look, when you have kids, give them a break. Be faithful. Homeschool or send them to a Christian school. Make all the arrangements you have to make. Do what you can, because that's the main part of the faith. You see, we don't just abort our kids when we murder them physically. You also challenge them in school. Some of my most depressing times in my entire life was when I was in public school. Because in public school, if you do well academically, you're worshipped. You're worshipped. I always went to special schools. I was always at the top of my class in any type of test you gave me. When I was in seventh grade, I was doing science that I didn't encounter again until I was in college. But what did that do? I had friends who were scoring tops in the city on their SAT scores and all these different tests. And who was addicted to drugs? Who was beating up girls? We had one guy, he was the smartest guy in the school. Every day when he went home from school, he beat the living daylights out of his mother. But nobody cared, no one questioned it. Oh, he's a smart kid, he's going somewhere. Like I asked again, where is he going? What does that mean? Is it really just money? If it was really just about money, would we have so many bankers killing themselves and their families and jumping off of roofs? If it was really just about money. And I don't judge these people. I'm not jealous of their money. Use it in a godly way. I don't care. Be a banker. Do your thing. Be a Christian banker. Focus on the Lord. When you hit that glass ceiling because you refuse to be corrupt, take the lowest salary. Don't sell out and take the jump. So go out there in society, but behave like a Christian. And this is the last point. People cry and they pray and they scream, revival, revival. And then they create these false revivals. Where everybody's just jumping like a maniac and you get them to sign the prayer cards and then you print out how many people signed the prayer card. Look, we had this many people saved this week and nothing changes. And many of them never even set foot in a church after going to that wonderful revival or tent revival. Why? Revival and reformation will not come to America while Christians destroy their children via public school. You can fast, pray, hold meetings, and blitz the cities with Bibles. God will not revive humanism. God will not share His glory with another. He won't.